time to check out all the latest in the AFL for Wideline Windows and Doors. Anytime is the right time to take a closer look at any of Wideline showrooms. Parramatta, Tuggerah, Broadmeadow, Rosebery and Port Macquarie.
So Melican, called to go now. Drives it as long as he can. It's deep and in front, McCartan. So McCartan just one behind tonight. Two goals for the season. Kicks his third. Maybe just a little bit too high. McKenna had to wait. Long ball. Big ball. Reed. Not quite. Redmond at the back. Dangerous. Stolen. Stolen off Clark by Haywood. And kicks a goal. A massive goal. 11 points to lead.
It's fanciful, I know. And it's not going to do it. And Sydney have broken the drought. You know what? There's a pulse at the SCG tonight.
Well, it was a little bit closer than they wanted. It went down to the final kick, the final seconds. And, of course, then we had the goalpost climbing antics there of Rampy as well. But apart from all that, Robbie Fox was involved with that game. It was an absolute thriller against Essendon. And it was a much-needed win for the Swans. And Robbie Fox joins us on the line. G'day, Robbie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty close, that one, mate. Bit close for comfort.
Oh, I was. But, yeah, it was my first win here, so it was unreal to get that first win.
Plenty of media this week about Dane Rampy's performance. What did you make of it at the time, Robbie?
Well, I was up near the mark, so I didn't actually see it. But, I don't know, as you guys know, being up in Sydney, we don't really hear too much of it. But, yeah, I think it's blown up a fair bit in Melbourne.
Copping plenty of stick at training, no doubt.
Must be.
Oh, yeah, he's been copping it from all the boys. So we didn't know about it until later that night. The boys put in a group message, a picture of it, and, yeah, we started getting sucked into him.
Did you know the rule or that it could have been a penalty? Obviously, Dane didn't.
No, I didn't know know the rule myself, and clearly Dane didn't either.
Yeah, just for our listeners and our viewers who might not know, it could have been a free kick, a 50-metre free kick, and it would have been taken at the top of the goal square, which meant you would have got beaten by one instead of winning by five.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's all water. Anyway, I think you should present him with a safety harness maybe at training. Hey, Robbie, this is a big... I mean, that was a big moment for you. You just described that as your first win at the SCG for yourself. Personally, what about this weekend, mate? You actually go home to Tasmania. The ticker tape parade, there'll be police sirens and the escort there. It'll be exciting for you, mate.
Yeah, I can't wait. So I left Tassie about 7 years ago. And as you know, they don't have an AFL team there. So to actually get a chance to play AFL down there, unreal. All the fam will come down, so it should be good.
Yeah, and the Sydney Swans haven't played that many games down there. I think they've only played 3 games down there. And you've got a good record against North Melbourne, but it's pretty important that you back up that win against Adelaide with a win against North Melbourne, who are sitting down there at the bottom of the competition table.
Yeah, so we beat Essendon on the weekend, and so if we can beat North Melbourne, I think we'll build the confidence of the team. We've got a young group, and we're playing some good footy at times. But we're just not doing it for 4 quarters. So if we can do it again for 4 quarters and get the win, I think it'll build some really good confidence in the group.
And Robbie, we spoke to your coach, John Longmire, this time last week, and he was hopeful that Lance Franklin would play from that hamstring injury, but he pulled up sore, and I'm led to believe he's pulled up sore again and he won't be playing on the weekend.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. We've got training this morning, so I think he has to get through that first and we'll go from there.
With the younger group and a different group to what the Swans have been used to over the last couple of years, Robbie, and you say that the challenge is to be consistent for that full 4 quarters. Yeah. How do you work on that at training?
I think it's just teaching younger boys to, when they're at training, just to commit 100% every session. If they can do that every session, then in games they might not have the lapses as much and they can really run out 4 quarters.
Hmm. The thing, I suppose, that was impressive about your performance the other night was you had to dig deep, and there were a couple of times during the game where the momentum was in the Bombers' favours, but you were able to swing that back, and that's always a good sign of a good footy team when you can change the momentum of a game.
Yeah,
you can sort of feel it coming at times. The leaders sort of step up in those moments. We had John on the bench coaching, so he can sort of feel when Essendon has got a bit of a ball and stuff. So he's sort of passing on the messages to the players on the bench, and we sort of take the message out to the players on the ground just to stop it now, just before it gets too bad.
Yeah, and at times, I know we've been critical this season. You know, the Swans, their trademark over the years has always been that contested possession and their hard ball wins. But on the weekend, you got back to doing that, and that looked a lot better.
Yeah, you could really feel it. If we just played our trademark footy, put pressure on, win the ball, then the other teams sort of can crumble. Other games, we've sort of been trying to be a bit too pretty down back and kicking our way out of the defence, and a lot of the times turning it over. So if we just got the ball moving forward, then we put the other team under pressure and gave ourselves a good chance to score.
Yeah, lucky enough to be chatting with Robbie Fox from the Swans. He was out there when they came up with that 5-point win over Essendon in dramatic fashion, I've got to say, last weekend. Now he travels back to his home state, Tasmania, for this weekend. Robbie, look, it all looks pretty glamorous, you know, the life of an AFL professional, but it's been a pretty hard road for you, haven't you? You've had to sort of bide your time and you've just sort of kept whacking away.
Yeah, so I didn't get drafted when I was under 18 years, so I moved to Melbourne for uni. And I was at uni playing local footy for a bit, and then one of the coaches at a VFL club saw a liking in me, and then went to VFL for 2 years and did it the hard way, and had to get picked up as a 23-year-old.
It's a good story of perseverance.
How frustrating at times was that for you, Robbie, when you knew you had the ability but you just weren't getting a look in?
Early on, it wasn't too frustrating. When I was younger, I was mainly playing basketball, so football wasn't my number one priority.
Yep.
But once I went to the VFL and wanted to try and make AFL, it was frustrating. You used to come up against AFL listed players in the VFL, and you thought you were better than them, and they were on a list, and you had to go to uni and work throughout the week. So that was a bit frustrating. But just to be given a chance was great.
You probably heard us talking about Ben Simmons making himself available for the Boomers, mate, at the World Championships. You a fan?
Yeah, can't wait. It'll be really good.
Yeah, fantastic. Robbie, look, well done on last weekend. Keep the good form, make it back-to-back victories, and enjoy your trip home. And I'm sure you've had to organise like 400 tickets for your family down there.
Will do. Thanks a lot.